Hello, how are you?
All right.
Good.
And thank you for getting Olivia's thing.
They're a bunch of liars. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I never told them that they couldn't have the pin. I mean, she's been making me look bad from the first email that she sent to you
Oh yes.
because
I
I've
agree.
not had these issues. I've been asking them for stuff. I've been, getting them answers. After my meeting with them, I submitted everything to SkySwitch, and within a couple hours, I emailed them with answers. She never told me that she was on that call, so thank you for being unprofessional, Olivia. They were all talking over each other. I didn't know who I was speaking to. They have been horrific since day one. So
Cindy, I
I'm just
agree.
letting you know that they have been making me look bad, and that's not me, and you know that's not me.
Cindy, I know that's not you. I am very, what the reality is. They're cunts. And you know what we're gonna do? What we should have done? And I did look this up. I was talking to a friend of mine last night about pins. I go, I don't know if the law says we actually have to say what pin goes with what number.
Yeah.
And so my goal would have been to have everyone have a different pin. And here's your pins. Oh, the
Yeah.
law says we have to provide you the pin.
To me, I don't think we should have
Nothing.
had to provide them the PIN because they are in a contract with us. They signed a contract with us.
Cindy, I would agree with you. I 100% agree with you. But unfortunately, the law states we have to provide them with the fucking pin. All right? So I don't want legal trouble, right,
Yeah.
over this stupid thing.
Well, and they owe us money. And maybe this teaches us that prior to activating service, they have to have at least their first month's bill paid.
Okay, I mean, yeah, we need to get a strong proceed. Yeah, this is the one thing that, and with Mike and why they have a Monday meeting, and then when we have a meeting. But we don't need Andy. We need Andy at the happy meeting, not at the getting under the, what I'm going to say, into the dirt meeting.
Right.
And that's why, one, I'd like to make sure we do have weekly meetings, even if it's only for 5, 10 minutes. We just cover to make sure we're all on whatever the same page. So we just understand who needs to do what this week or today. The other thing too is yes, we need to make sure we have SOPs in for the different areas. And we divide out the area, figure it out, and then are we using like I think trestle board is more like a whiteboard where we draw shit up. Then are we using Asana? Are we using Monday dot what are we using to project manage? So we make sure that we can go to something and look, oh, this needs to get done. The next thing too, yes, I think what they were jerks beyond belief. But what we need to do is figure out what did we learn from the jerks, right? So we can apply and be better for all the rest of our new clients. And to me, one thing that I thought of is that, oh, wow. You sent something after office hours or after Cindy's office hours. And really, we need to have things. Maybe we create an email called onboarding. Maybe we create an email, we have support. But, and to really, with our procedures as we're working with clients, no, you need to send the email to onboarding. And that way, then it goes to a group or something. So if you're out, if someone is not available, it doesn't get lost in someone's email. Oh, we need to get, this needs to get taken care of. I don't know if we push back the port date, if that would have helped, because I think these people were bitching about everything. And we even told them from the beginning. And you know what? I just didn't have the energy to go tit for tat point by point at the email that she sent me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I looked through that email and I thought, oh, you fucking, I wanted to just reply, you fucking lying bitch cunt.
Yeah.
But
we can't put that in writing.
Yeah, I know. We can't put that in writing. I also noted, it looks like, so did you clean up a bunch of extensions or something?
In what?
In SkySwitch, because I looked like we went from 625 to 605.
I did that last week when I was working on the E911.
Ah, okay. Got it. Well, that's actually good, because then if we did that, that has dropped our bill down.
Yeah, and I got rid of Adventures.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that they were still around. I was like looking, and the only reason I asked about them is because I was pulling up Glance. And when I was in Glance, I was like, you know, I haven't heard anything about these guys in months. What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, so no, with the E911, like all of Pure Dental was still in there because you wanted them in there. We don't need them in there.
Right.
So I got rid of them. That was probably what took down us the most. And there was a couple others that I knew were gone that I got rid of.
It's very interesting stuff, which they don't teach us. And this is stuff to go over with you.
Well, I think they need better training, and we need to go to Keith and say, you need better training on this.
They do need better training on this stuff. Because it was really cool to talk to this one guy. When you go into, like, this main PBX in the main screen, and you see, like, config.
Mm-hmm.
Config gives us a lot of power of stuff that we can do.
Yeah, but even with those hunt groups, Bob, with the call cues, they don't have step-by-step instructions. It's kind of like figure it out.
Yeah, but in config allows us to do a lot of different capabilities. Where we can do global, we can take things away. We can take things away by domain so they don't even see the fax box.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with one of these guys on call queue.
Mm-hmm.
He's out east, and he really uses the call queues quite a lot. He works with a lot of legal groups and some other, he has overseas call centers he works with, and he uses a lot with the NetSapiens product. So he just kind of had to learn it himself and learning the configs. And that's now where I changed it. So now we can add agents or not add the users, like what Mike's saying when I asked Keith about that. And Keith's like, you have everything. Well, it's a matter of how people are showing it. What I'll call it, it's tricks and tips. And that's what they really need to do. Is go deep into tricks and tips. Well, I know we're going to have to jump on this in 9 minutes, so I'll let you go. I saw James Tuesday. He's excited. So we just have to make sure we onboard everything properly. The other thing with Olivia, what we should do, when we find out the port out date, we should change the CNAM back to DeVry.
It's coming up with her number. It's coming. It's not giving the wording, but I can go into bulk and change it all to DeVry. I don't have an issue with that.
Because you know what? We might as well give the parting gift back to Rig Central.
Yeah. Yeah. I can go in and change it all to DeVry. So
I know this is super little petty, but it's just going to like.
Or a different law firm name.
No. I wouldn't do a different law firm. I would just go back to the reason to go back to DeVry is because with RingCentral, and RingCentral couldn't figure it out.
Okay, I'll go in and do that. So let me get ready for this call.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.